Okay, fellas.
We didn't talk to you yesterday, obviously, with the Aqib move. Can you just kind of give us your take on the rationale behind it?
Well, you know, just like any move we make, we put a lot of thought into everything we do. And at the end of the day, our main motivation, our sole motivation, is what's best for the organization. And with all factors considered, we had an opportunity to make a trade and be compensated in some way, you know, with a fourth round pick. And it just, at the end of the day, when we did all the comparisons and all the different things, we think this is what's best for the Tampa Bay Bucks moving forward. So it's really, like I've told you guys, every decision is made with the same criteria.
Jordan, you left a lot of room there with that, because you said, you know, the plan right back 2 weeks ago, the plan right now is to bring him back. But then at the end, I remember you saying, you know, you got to trust us on this one. What happened between the plan right now is to bring him back and these last 2 weeks that kind of made it a problem?
Well, you know, the NFL is as fluid a situation as there is, and things change day to day. And, you know, I'm not a fortune teller. I can't tell you. And that's why when I get in front of you guys, I hate to, you know, these ironclad statements, because I don't know what tomorrow holds. And what I try to do is just when I say things like, I probably shouldn't say things like, trust us, you know, like, well, why? They don't know me yet. But the whole point to that one, and, you know, if you look back, what I said it in reference to was that we're going to do what we truly believe is the best thing for the organization. And, you know, nobody's right all the time, and you know that. I mean, you're not – but I want – when I say that, I mean that just we're going to do everything we can within our control and with all our intelligence to make the best decision for the organization. That's really what – kind of what I meant. There's no way I could predict what the situation would be, you know, right before the trade deadline. I didn't know that.
So you made a decision, though, at that time or any time prior to that, that he had played his last down as a Buccaneer?
No. Not at all. No. You know, I got to tell you guys, I appreciate the time I was here. You know, other than this incident that happened here where he was suspended, I really enjoyed coaching Aqib. And for me, he's done a really, you know, he worked his tail off. Everybody didn't play great at times and didn't coach great at times. But as far as what he did for us, you know, while I was here, and I've said it many times, I'm not naive to what happened before. You know, I do appreciate it, and I wish him well, you know, going forward.
Any update on Eric Wright's status in terms of his availability?
Yeah.
Or something?
Yeah, I think Eric's going to be good to go. He did a lot, you know, the last couple days, and I think he's going to be fine.
Coach, in the short term, a lot of coaches think about the next play, the next game, and that's it. And you've been said many times, it's the Raiders' season. Next week will be the Chargers' season. You'd had an opportunity to be with this player. How hard is it to weigh, you know, the future versus what's going to happen if, say, an Eric Wright or any other player on the defense goes down at corner and you could have had a key back?
Well, certainly you don't have a crystal ball as far as what the health situation is going to be, but you do try to look at the now and the future. And, you know, I think we all thought that this was the best move both for the now and for the future. So that's why we did it.
You know, maybe it's simplistic to connect dots and go from Tanard Jackson to Kellen Winslow to Ryan Pryce to Des Briscoe to Tlaib and go, well, this is a certain kind of – this is the way he wants to go. Is that too simplistic? I mean, it's easy to connect all those and go, well, this is the way you want it.
I don't think simplistic is the word, but I know what you're saying. I think what it is – every guy is different. Every person is different. Every situation is different. And I'd hate to couple any of them together, really. I think each one of these was an individual situation. But I think the thing that you can couple in is that the criteria is what's best for this club to get us to where everybody wants us to be, and that's be a championship team. And that's where we make these decisions. And we've talked at length about, you know, how we want to become a championship team. You know, it's not at all cost. It's doing it the right way and be a championship team in a community, you know, that is truly a community, Tampa. So that part of it is what it is. But, you know, in reference to Rick's point, this is the Oakland season. And this is, you know, you certainly have to do what's business at the time. You know, and there's a deadline and the opportunity presented itself. But I promise you that as soon as we moved through that, it was back to the Oakland season, because it has to be. You know, we're playing a good football team. We're going across the country to go do it. And we're excited to do it, but we know how steep a hill it is, how big a challenge it is.
So you talked about all the factors. You started out talking about the factors that went into the decision. How big of a factor was this indiscretion where he ended up suspended? How big of a factor was that? Where did that factor into this?
Well, you know, I think there's never any decision is this or that, right? Everything's coupled together, plus the opportunity that presented itself, right? So it all factored in. I wouldn't say there's any one thing that made or didn't make the decision.
Does the Tlaib trade make you feel any better about Eric Wright's situation with the league? Do you have any insight on that?
I don't, no.
Decision yet on left guard?
Yes. Yeah, we've done every combination. You guys were out there, saw Zuta was playing some guard, and we've played people at all different positions. I'm going to hold that till game time, but yeah, we know how we're doing it, and I feel good about it. And, you know, certainly it's not as good as it was, or we would have been doing that originally. But with the loss of a guy, you know, like Nick's, you need to sit back and figure out what's best here moving forward, and I think we've done that. And like any decision we make, you know, you have to make the decision. You got to go with it. If it's wrong, then you'll change it. And that's something that I learned a long time ago. You can't be hesitant. Once you make it, you got to go. So we feel good about it, and we'll be ready to go Sunday.
A couple more, please.
How much confidence do you have? I mean, is this decision on Aqib? I know there's many factors, including the opportunity to trade him for a mid-round pick. But the play of some of your younger guys, whether it's Leonard Johnson, I mean, you're relying heavily on them, maybe even more so if Eric's not here for whatever reason. Is that a statement about them as well?
Well, I think it all factors in, right? Can you do this? What's best, again, for the club? Now that I think there are some guys progressing, E.J. Biggers is playing well. Certainly all those factors come into play. I think we have some young corners in the program right now that can play, and they got to play. You know, and Myron Lewis, all those guys, they got to play. And that's the way you get better. You can practice, and that's great, and you have to do that to get good, but there's no substitute for games. We good? Thank you, man.
Be out there.